desire within which we spend our time and money looking for other planets, developing robotic prosthetics that will allow us to breathe in a soon unbreathable atmosphere, or defend ourselves against a sun that has now burnt the planet to a crisp. The figure of the zombie appears in literally thousands of books, pictures and films, from the Bible to Dante's Inferno to the latest offering with Brad Pitt. The 1929 novel by William Seabrook, The Magic Island, is said to have introduced the word into American and modern culture. The 1932 horror Victor Halperin film, White Zombie, starring Bela Lugosi, captured the Haitian voodoo connection and has been considered by most experts as the very first zombie film. Please consider this list. 1932, one zombie film. 1940, two zombie films. 41, one zombie film. 1942, one zombie film. 1943, one zombie film. 1944, one zombie film. 1945, and it continues on in this manner. What I find particularly disturbing is it's more or less one zombie film from 1931 until the year I was born, 1965, and then there's a colossal 42 zombie films. Then it continues. It's just ridiculous. 1983, 10 zombie films. 1998, 11. 2000, 14 zombie films. 2001, 82 zombie films. 2003, now some of you, again, the more intelligent of the audience, will have worked out 2001, the connection there could be considered a particular event. 2003, 42 zombie films. 2004, 42 zombie films. 2005, 59 zombie films. 2006, 57 zombie films. 2007, 49. 2008, 32. 2009, 43. 2010, 45. 2011, 35. 2012, last week it was 26 zombie films. Now it's 27 zombie films. Films are created to allow us to relate to the fact that any given zombie scenario, we, us, we are not the zombies. We are always the survivors. We are not the victims. There are a few exceptions, but in the zombie mythology, the survivors are always us, and the zombies are always the others. But this is just simply not the case. I have to accept, with terrible pain in my heart, that my luxurious apartment in my dream is, in fact, the door is completely wide open. There is no Schlaraffenland. There is only a nightmare. I am not secure inside, but I am actually entering, stumbling, and feeding on the dead brains of the people within. We like to see ourselves identified as the survivors, but the truth is that we are not the survivors. We are already the brain-eating, bone-gnawing, intestine-sucking, rectal sphincter-chewing. I'll say that again in case you missed it. Rectal sphincter-chewing zombie. The zombie film conditions us to accept the Armageddon is just around the corner, and that Shell plunders, again Shell, the new land created by global warming. It prepares us for the time within which... we hide. This is, of course, a poetic metaphysical zombie. I'm talking about the lovely, wonderful zombie of the zombie movie that is the comedy zombie movie. But this brings us back to the real question, which is how do you actually kill a zombie? Before I do this, I need some audience participation, and I need somebody to shout out a number between 1 and 6. 4, the number was 4. In popular fiction, before we enter the real question of how to kill a zombie, I will just tell you that there are 6 main ways to kill a zombie. 1 is by nanobots. 2 is by neurogenesis. 3 is the rage virus. 4 is neurotoxins. 5 is brain toxins. 6 is alien viral infection. Now, for the sake of speed, I've asked for a number, and you asked for the number... 4. Neurotoxins are certain kinds of poisons that slowly slow your bodily functions to the point that you are considered dead. Even to a doctor. Okay, maybe not a good doctor, but a neurotoxin will slow the speed function down. This process is used in the creation of real zombie or zombies that reputedly exist within Haitian culture.